So in this video, I would now like to explore with you how it is that trust and boundaries work together or don't work together. I've mentioned up until now that the quality of our lives is going to be determined by the quality of the relationships that we have, and the quality and the caliber and the depth of the relationships that we have is going to be determined by how much trust is in those relationships. How much trust is in those relationships is going to determine how much we're able to ultimately influence people. Now, this is the key, this is the important idea, the one that we want to get our heads around as coaches or helpers or managers or leaders or whatever role you're operating in, parents, whatever. The amount of trust that's in a relationship is going to determine how much we are going to be able to influence people. Okay, so take note of that one, my friend. I want to have a look at trust from a couple of different angles here, right? First things first. This is the trust equation, all right? I've been getting really creative here on my PowerPoint, all right? We want to look at how it is that we, or the attitude or the approach that most of us take towards every single relationship that we have. And it's not like we're even, operating out of this approach or this attitude on a conscious level. Most of us, it's just kind of unconscious. Aren't we just evaluating every single person that we come into contact with, every single person that we interact with, pretty much all the time, and asking the question, can I trust you? And if so, what can I trust you for? I mean, okay, there's one thing saying, yes, I trust you, but then it's something else saying, what can I trust you for? All right, so let's have a look at this trust equation and see if we can just work out and establish for ourselves how it is that we are being evaluated and assessed all of the time. Now, you want to get your head around this as a life coach or as an aspiring life coach, because every single client who comes through your door will be evaluating and assessing you. They will be saying, they will be asking, not just how can I trust you or can I trust you, but what can I trust you for? So, the first question they're going to be asking is, are you credible? Are you credible? Now, what is credibility? Credibility kind of ties in with competency just a little bit. Certified, perhaps, maybe, maybe not. When it comes to me looking for a professional, for example, say I'm looking for a web designer or a web developer, or as an entrepreneur, right? If I'm looking for a social media manager, or if I'm looking for a graphic designer, right? I'm going to be straight with you. I could not care less how certified another person is, all right? What I'm going to be looking at is their credibility. I'm not going to be looking at what they say they can do. I'm not interested. I don't care how many bits of paper they have to the name. What I'm looking for are case studies. I'm looking for proof that this person is able to do what they claim to be able to do. And how I'm going to assess this is by looking at past people that they've got results with. All right, is a person credible, right? Am I credible? Well, how are you going to work out that? Are you credible? When you become a life coach, how is it that other people are going to know whether you're credible or not? You can have all the certificates under the sun if you want to, but if you don't have case studies, if you don't have any success stories, then, how are you going to tick this box for another person? Are you credible, first and foremost? This is about separating the talkers from the doers. I mean, how many people do you know talk a better game than they play? I mean, think about what happens to trust. When a person comes into your life and they say, yeah, 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 I can do this, I can do that, I can do the next thing, I am competent in this, I am certified in that. And when it comes to actually delivering the goods, they just don't show up, all right? They just ain't there. They just ain't cutting the biscuit. Do you know what I mean? Well, if a person doesn't get past credibility stage, we ain't going to go no further in the relationship with them. And what's true for us is going to be true for our clients who are evaluating us. Are you reliable? Are you reliable? Now, first things first, if a client does not see you as credible, then you're not even going to, reach the stage in their evaluation process. Are you reliable? They're going to be looking at, are you consistent? Are you delivering what you claim to be able to deliver, right? Are you actually being the kind of person for me that you're making yourself out to be able to be? Are you actually helping me to grow in, you know, awareness of myself? Are you enabling me to feel like I'm starting to make progress, to move forward? Are you actually helping me to build structure, order in my life? Are you helping me to understand myself more effectively? And if not, then my friend, you're full of it, all right? Are you reliable? Are you able to deliver the goods? Can you do what you say you're able to do consistently? All right, and this is where the consistency comes in. It's one thing having a good week one week, but then if you have a not so good the next week, well, I guess that makes you kind of unreliable. Then think about what it is that would result in a husband and wife of 20 years getting divorced. All right, it's not that when a man and woman get together, they look into each other's eyes and say, I love you and you love me and let's get together, get married, have babies, all this kind of stuff. Let's do life together, right? They've come and have arrived at some level of trust. They've developed a level of intimacy. And then as a marriage progresses, what sometimes happens is people get comfortable. And perhaps in the early stages of a relationship, when two people first met, they're making lots of effort, they're dressing really well, they're doing the best to present themselves well to each other. And then over time, they start taking each other for granted and then stop making the effort that they perhaps once did at the start. And then over further time, a few more years, one person starts begrudging the next person and saying, my goodness, I can't actually rely on you to make an effort for me here. I don't think I can trust you, and if I can't trust you to make an effort in this area, then how could I trust you to make an effort in this area, or in this area, or in this area? And when people separate in life, when business partners decide to go separate ways, it's always a reliability thing. It's because two parties are no longer convinced on what, you know, each other are able to trust each other for. Are you with me? Reliability is crucial. Now, what we're also looking at is a level of intimacy. All right, intimacy, i.e. How confident I am in you to share of myself with you. This is kind of about boundaries, all right? Now, when it comes to sharing of myself, when it comes to really being myself, in that last video, I talked about boundaries, not about, you know, being in place to keep people out. Many people do. They'll say boundaries kind of like being defense mechanisms as defined by Anna Freud, Sigmund Freud's daughter back in the 1920s. That's not true. That's not the case. When you come across people who are just being defensive or closed, well, that's closed, right? Remember, the standard, if we want to work with clients, we've got to be evaluating and getting clear how open they are, how receptive they are, how appreciative they are, all this kind of stuff. So we know that if a client is not open, if they're not given anything, then it might be the case they've just come to us hoping that we're going to fix them, or we're going to heal them, or we're going to make their life just work out well for them. So we've got to be aware of this. But in time, as long as the foundations of healthy relationships are in place, as long as we're operating from the pillars, we have the unconditional acceptance in place, we are unconditionally accepting them, we're honoring them, we're being fully responsible for ourselves, we're demonstrating them that it's okay to trust us with more of themselves. All right? Trust isn't one of these things that can be just naively expected in life, right? I've encountered this before in the past. So the situation that I find myself in life, I get bombarded most weeks with hundreds and hundreds of emails, people saying, okay, and I want to go into business with you. I've got this business proposal. You know, I just feel that we relate and connect so well. I think we should be friends. This is fantastic, but I don't know you and I don't trust you. Therefore, giving you my time would be completely unwise. Understanding that most people have agendas. It's kind of like there's levels and stages of a relationship. Picture a high-rise building, all right? So trust, intimacy, is kind of like the penthouse apartment. So many people look at relationships, i.e. I'm going to connect with you and I want you to trust me right away. So they want to go from the ground floor, get the elevator and just right into this place of trust. You can trust me. Let's be friends. Let's be partners. Let's be this. Let's be that. Let's connect. Share of yourself with me. You can trust me and all that kind of stuff. But when we trust people this readily, I'm going to suggest that this is it's a really unwise move, all right? Because we're just setting ourselves up for rejection, for failure, for judgment, especially if another person isn't mature enough to handle who we are. So boundaries is about keeping ourselves in. It's not about keeping people out, it's about keeping ourselves in and just giving other people little snippets of who we are. If we tell the truth, if we confront a person's nonsense, i.e., you know, selfish agenda, something like this, and then they get all offended, get all upset, get all angry, all that kind of stuff, then what they've shown us is that we actually can't trust them for much more than this. At this stage, not forever. It's just that they're where they're at on their journey of personal growth and development and advancement also. So once this other person then shows us that they can be trusted with more of us, then we freely give it. Right? Sometimes, you know, two people can get together, they can connect and build a strong, intimate, meaningful relationship in days few. All right, I've got one of my business partners. We just connected. We're pretty much very, very similar in age, very similar in terms of life experience. When we first met, we connected, we hit it off right away, and we've never looked back. Whereas I have other people in my life that I've known for years, some people decades, and I'll still keep them at arm's length, not holding them out, all right, in terms of how much I freely give of myself. Well, I'm not going to share that much with them because I know that they still operate from a place of assumption and judgment and that sort of thing. So, of course, I'm not going to be open and honest with myself. Why? Because I know that their goal isn't to unconditionally accept me or understand me, all right? They haven't yet reached that level of maturity yet. All right, so intimacy is all about trust. I will grow in intimacy with you when you show me what it is that I can trust you for. If you show me that you are unconditionally accepting of me over time, then of course I won't have a problem giving you more and more of me. But if you're just willing to assume the worst every time I say or do something imperfect, then nah. You get none of me. None of me whatsoever. In fact, you can just keep your assumptions and your opinions. Now, obviously, I'm talking first person here, all right? But think about how this might apply in the context of your own life. There's going to be some people that you are intimate with, some people that you can trust, and there's a reason why. Because over a process of time, they will have proven to you that they are consistently, unconditionally accepting of you. When you know that a person is for you and not against you, when you know that a person wants more to understand you than judge you, then of course it's easy to open up with people like this. So, all right, what do you think your clients are going to be seriously wanting or needing or hoping for when they come to you for coaching? They're certainly not coming for advice. They're certainly not coming for opinions. They're certainly not coming to be judged because of something negative or destructive or, you know, whatever that they've done in the past. All right? The level of intimacy inside of the relationship is going to be determined between them and you how much they feel they can trust you. If a client is not opening up, all right, there's two attitudes we can take towards this. We can say that person's just closed, or we can point the finger a little bit closer to home and say, how am I being for this person? How is it this other person might be receiving me? Yeah, there's one thing having healthy boundaries in place, but then there's something else being closed to a person, all right? And life coaching is all about this healthy balance where, again, it's kind of like a dance. I think I've mentioned this once or twice throughout the course, where we might give a little bit of ourselves and we just gauge to see what sort of response we get. If a person flies off the handle and we can see they aren't mature enough to handle that which is true for them, then we've got to decide whether we want to keep on working with them. If we give a person a little bit of truth or insight or share an idea and like massively appreciative, and you can see between this week and next week they're just going, you know, make some shifts, some changes, then of course we want to invest more into this person. So look at this now, self-orientation, all right? If you can picture this little equation here, kind of like a seesaw, right? All of the time, the coaching relationship is one of self-orientation and self-adjustment. Right, where what we want to be doing is we don't want to be exactly the same person for this other person all of the time. We want to be ready to adapt and adjust and modify ourselves for them when appropriate. talking on quite a deep level now. All right, first, I didn't even cover this in the practitioner course. So this is where our clients are coming to us. They're asking the question, can I trust you? If we can see that a client is closed, all right, then what we perhaps might just need to be is more reliable for them. We've just got to practice, continue to practice the core conditions and earn the trust. When a person says, you can trust me, nah, 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 trust is not and cannot be freely expected or just freely given unconditionally. Trust must be earned over time. Trust is earned over time when one person can identify that another person is consistent. Consistent in what, I hear you ask? Consistent in all of this stuff. Are you with me? All right. So granted, we could define ourselves as being, we're loving, we're honoring, yes, we, you know, we are, you know, practicing self-control, we are responsible, truthful, faithful, visionaries. But if a person's not experiencing all of this in us, then we most likely aren't going to influence them to change and move in this direction also. So, the trust equation. Are you credible? Are you reliable? Plus, the level of intimacy is going to determine whether a client can ultimately trust you or not. Just to close this video, just to wrap this idea up, this is an idea that we can apply in all of our relationships. It might be the case that you haven't yet started coaching, you don't have any clients. So have a look at a relationship that you have with someone where it's just not where you want it to be. You can feel there's a bit of a void, a little bit of disconnect. All right? This isn't about you asking them for feedback on you. It's about you reflecting and honestly critiquing yourself. All right? Is this person finding you as a credible human being? What can they actually rely on you for? Because what they feel that they can rely on you for is going to be determined by what you've shown them you can be relied upon for. And that alone will determine the level of intimacy. If you can see that a relationship isn't where you want it to be, well, you can hope and wait for them to change, or you can adapt and adjust yourself. What's left for you to establish then is how. All right, no five steps for this. I mentioned at the start of this section of the course that I'm talking here principles. All right, principles, the foundations that we can build and base our relationships upon. How we each outwork these principles in our lives is determined by each of us in context. Are you with me? So this might leave you with more questions than answers, but this is the part, a crucial aspect of human growth, figuring out how these principles actually apply in the context of our day-to-day lives.